Creation Lightship. And today is Saturday, and it's Saturday night live on the Lightship. So stay tuned. We'll be going to the Lightship near the end of the show here. And what that means is that we're going to go up to see the Light Beam Doctors and have healings. You'll be bilocated out of time. You're going to still be where you're sitting, but you're going to be transported via a white light tunnel up to the Lightship. This is Creation Energy. This is where Jesus came from and where he did all his healings from. So this will be a wonderful experience for all of you. We have a lot of people who've probably been up on the Lightship many, many times, and I'm sure they're listening tonight. And if you're just new to the program, this is real. This is what happens. And remember, this is Creation Energy working with you. Nothing to do with extraterrestrials, UFOs, etc. Those are all basically lower life form energies. This is Creation Energy itself, the energy that created you and the universe of life. So, the ascension time is coming near. When it is, I don't know, but it is coming. Energy is speeding up, picking up, and the Lightship is here doing a lot of work to make this a much more peaceful planet. And hopefully it'll be done that way before the ascension time comes. It will just find out what happens here. You may notice that time is going by a little bit quicker. That's because you're probably more in the moment, as you are actually almost being forced to be more heart-centered. So this is what's happening to everyone. And the Lightship is going to do some healings tonight on everybody. So what we're going to first do is have you bring up on the monitor screen. If you're not tuned into the show, go to Creation Lightship Healing and click on it. Scroll down about an inch or so, we'll say, in your scroll bar. You're going to see a light beam up that is just beneath the blinking flower there. And we're going to energize this light beam right now. And I want to bring in the male energies this time. And there are female and male energies. So here comes the males. And they'll come in one at a time. And the males come in a group of three typically. But here's the first male coming in. And just watch your monitor screen. You're going to actually see it change. You're going to see it become more three-dimensional as this living light energy comes right into the photograph here. And number two males coming in. You're going to see the eyes get brighter. And maybe the rays around the forehead will start to change. And number three is going to come in right now. And just kind of watch again. You might want to blink your eyes every maybe 10 seconds or so. And you should feel your room becoming more electric feeling. Okay, there we go. So let's first do some entity clearing for everybody. Remember, entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on that are in the physical body, with the physical body. Nothing to do with their spirit energy. So the spirit is what looks out of your eyes. The emotional body is the body that stores the trauma that you experience in this lifetime. And these traumas need to be cleared out of these bodies. There's many, many invisible energetic bodies. And one of them is the emotional one. And what happens is that when the person passes on, the emotional body then lost its physical body to live in, so it now is floating around here. This is what you call ghost, and this is what people perceive as maybe things in the room. If you ever have a dog or a cat watching, tracking energies in your room with your eyes, you're looking at these emotional bodies of people that are just walking around. Young children see them all the time. And they're not healed, but they do have a life form that looks like the body that they were in the last incarnation. So here we go. We're going to release these things out of you. We have many of them. Could have thousands. And this is just the way life is here. So I keep thinking back. I had a phone call years ago. A lady says, "Gee, Ron, I was told by a psychic that I have an entity or something in me." I said, "Well, you probably have more than one." But that's kind of what happens. And we pick these up greatly. If you go out to bars, remember they use the word spirit for something. When you drink alcohol, and maybe that's because they attract all these spirits, which we'll call emotional bodies, entities, and this is what comes into you. They want to have a drink with you and take over your body, and this is how they behave. So we're clearing these out of you. I will also mention that this coming Tuesday at 5:30 PST, California time, we're having a special Q&A time with Rob and Sylvia in Canada. So I'll give you the phone number if you want to write it down. It's also going to be on the fast chat here. So the phone number is 646-519-5800. And you'll be prompted to enter a PIN number, which is 5303#. So that's 5:30 Pacific time and 8:30 Eastern. That's this coming Tuesday. Okay, so we got a lot of these entities out of you now. And you may feel them actually as your body changes a little bit. Maybe you have some aches and pains and they left you. I'm going to bring you back more into your body with your spirit, parts of you that left, little pieces that left, to your traumas of anger and fear and whatever you went through this last week here. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you into your body. Just sit back, relax. I'll count to 10 to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we'll do a chakra alignment. Go to your heart center, reposition that. This is another invisible, energetic, not necessarily a life form, but it's an energetic connection system that's with your body here. And there we go. Heart center is fine. Go to your throat. Third eye, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Do an opening. Here we go. I'll use the word spin. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And going up now to your throat. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, spin, open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. That's all that we work with is the first six chakras. That's really related to the earth plane here. There's many more of them, but basically this is all that you need because these are tied into the energies that people can tap into here. And we had a request here just to do a mind balancing, so I'll do that, then we'll do our heart-to-mind drop. So here we go. We're going to balance your left brain. I'll count to 10 to have it balanced. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right brain to balance the right side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll balance the left and right brain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So this takes your awakening consciousness, and we're going to drop that into your heart center so that you can become a little more peaceful right now. And remember, the thoughts that you have should not come from your heart. So here we go. So as you think a thought, it should be out of your chest cavity, not between your ears. So here we go, dropping you down. 10th floor, like of the elevator, will be number 10. We're going to drop this elevator down, we'll say, which is the mental body dropping. First floor is your heart, so we're just going to count from 10 to 1 that you can do yourself anytime. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And do it again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll just put some music on. Stay heart-centered here. should be in your heart now. You should feel pretty peaceful. And actually, this is Friday, so this is why we call it the end of the week here. I mean, it's Saturday, but Friday, when people got off work, so this is why we have Saturday Night Live on the Lightship coming up here. So we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. And we also have a special sponsor tonight named Jennifer. So first bring on Sylvia. So Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. And like Ron said, we have a very special show this evening, as we have a wonderful guest on, one of our listeners, Jennifer, who I believe is from Arizona, and we're very happy to have her with us tonight. She'll be asking her questions and also asking for healing samples from the different healings that Ron does. So we'll just get started with that because, of course, we're also going to fit in going to the Lightship. So here we go.
Okay, Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. So you have the floor. So what?
Okay.
It's not too heavy.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'd like to start out with a little story because at the beginning of the show, we always do an entity clearing. And I just wanted to say that we had a relative stay over from back east, and he's only about 12 years old. And I had your show on at night, and with the light being up, and he walked into the room, and his eyes got real big, and he puts out his arms, and he says, "I feel this stuff leaving my body, my arms." So this was someone who didn't know about entity clearing, but he also felt the energies leaving him.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Great story.
Yeah.
It's great with kids. You know, sometimes they just don't have the barriers that us grown-ups sometimes have.
After the light ship, all you have to do is show up. You don't have to believe. That's the nice thing.
Yeah, that proves that.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a simple question, I guess. I just wanted to know, when we ascend and go to our home base, could there be darkness energies there?
Very good question. Yeah, for people who are used to being here and you reincarnate over and over again, and you reincarnate because you're forced to be here, and this is not necessarily a light planet, the home base energy is pure light. So, you know, when you do leave here and go to your home base, you're now on, you know, pure light energy, and it's very nice. You meet your other soulmates. I'll use that term, an earth term here. This is your true soul family, not the one that's created here by everybody who's trapped here. So this is the one that incarnated, we'll say, left the light ship at the same time. And when they left the light ship, they had to go to some location. And so this location is what we call the home base energy. Now, anybody who was created just after you goes to another home base. So you all have the same frequency as your creation frequency as you left the light ship. And naturally, any one of those beings can help you. Spirits can help you. They can, if you're connected to your home base, they can actually come and assist you, come into your body, just like your soulmates can here. I don't know if you knew that or not, but on the earth plane here, it's the same basic rules because the dark side actually is mimicking the light. And so your true soulmate energy here, any soulmate can come into your body and give you assistance too. But the trouble is that here, they can bring in darkness. You've all heard of people who had some type of miraculous type event happening to them in their life. We'll just give like a for instance here. You heard about maybe a grandmother who saw maybe their granddaughter or son trapped underneath the car or something, or maybe their son, and they were able to go to the car and actually pick it up. Well, how did they do that? I guess the churches would say that God came and gave them a helping hand. Well, what really happened was they more than likely connected, and a lot of the spirits from the soul family came into that physical body and gave it a helping hand. And then after that, they probably more than likely left, okay? So that's what normally would happen in those cases where you have these extraordinary circumstances that seem to be, kind of unheard of for somebody to do something. So back to you, Jennifer.
Okay, that's really neat. Okay, my other question would be, how does it feel to ascend, and could you bring in the ascension energy for us?
Oh, boy, you're good tonight. Here we go. Okay, I'll first bring in the energy of Jesus that Jesus used for ascension, okay?
Okay.
This is what the light ship gave Jesus when he ascended. I'm going to count to 10. It'll come with you and be with you in your room, and you can actually feel it in your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So this is what Jesus actually used for his ascension energy. You might feel your body kind of lifting up a little bit where you're sitting. You might feel a little bit lighter. And you're going to feel this wonderful heart energy as your heart's expanding out. Do you feel that, Jennifer?
Yes, I feel lighter and definitely the heart energy.
Yes. And now we're going to bring in the ascension energy that would be here at this time. Okay? So we'll just hypothetically say that ascension is going to be in 2012. And they claim like December 21st, I believe. But we'll just assume that, not that it's going to be the ascension time, but here we go. We'll bring this energy in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you can just experience this now.
Feel a lot of love energy.
Mm-hmm. So it will be a slightly different energy because we're at a different time, and there's different densities that this energy has to overcome to help in the ascension process. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, that one feels so good. It just feels like your body is filling up with light, and doesn't it kind of make you feel like you're about to lift somehow? I don't know. Do you feel that, Jennifer?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Great. What would you like to get into next?
Well, I'd like to ask the question, could you tell us some signs that we may have when we are getting closer to becoming or having a light body?
The whole process, as far as the light ship clearing, sealings, and activations, all these are geared to release the densities out of you. And so what you're going to feel is that you're going to be less judgmental and you're going to become more heart-centered. And this is the actual starting point for the ascension process, is that you must have the clearing so that you're able to have more of your spirit with you. And a good way of looking at this, as you're listening to the show here, everybody listening, you're probably pretty much in tune with these energies already. Now, just think if you were over where there's in another country where they have a different belief system and they have a war going on. We'll just pinpoint the Middle East here, okay? And maybe where our service people are fighting the other people there. And those people typically are either very angry with us, or maybe they're just having the war because of some kind of religious belief system. And are they going to feel this love energy? Because you have to be in your body with your spirit to feel it. Otherwise, you're completely hardened over. And this is why most people that you see with glossed over eyes will not have any compassion. And they're actually probably working more on the energy of the mind. And the mind energy is, in a sense, like the reptilian energy, where it's just strictly survival. So then you're working more in survival with the mind energy, with the extraterrestrial transmissions, than you are inside of your heart. Remember, when you're in time, you're dealing with these energies, so you're attempting to get yourself out of them, to be out of time, to be with spirit. And that's the basic difference. Are you in time or out of time? So when you have more and more clearings done to you, then you're actually going to be more in the out-of-time situation of life rather than being in time where they can mind control you. Remember, time has mind control. So what I'm going to do is take everybody, and I'm going to first dump you into, using that term, I guess, the mind energy here. And you may be going, oh, God, I don't want to do this here, but we'll just take you into it. And you can see how far you've been. If you've been on this show for a couple of months or so, you're going to find out how much this show has actually helped you. Because until you have a comparison, you really don't know. And this is true of all the clearings that we do. You don't know how bad off you are until you have a clearing. Then you go, man, I was that way. I feel much better now. So here we go. I'm going to just put you into the mind energy. And the light chip's going to do this here, and then they'll take you out of it and do the whatever healing is needed to bring you back to where you are right now in consciousness. So here we go. I'll count to 10. You're going to be in mind energy, just like probably everybody else not listening to this program right now. So here we go. One, two. Oh, geez, it's heavy. Oh, God. I don't even know if I want to do this. So here, but here we go. One, two. Two's enough. Three, four. Oh, geez, five. I'll just stop at five. This is awful. Yes. This is completely awful. I'll have to watch the fast chat here. So we're now going to take you out of this here. So I'll just count backwards from five. Five, four, three, two, and one. And it'll take maybe about 30 seconds to have the light shift rebalance you out here. So if you felt the energy, you may have felt like you weighed 100 pounds more. You're very dense. And this is what how people live here. This is how they're trained to live. Because they're not heart-centered. And of course, how do you think people actually are talked into killing somebody else in a war? This is what happens, is that they're in this low density. That's probably the worst thing that could happen is to have somebody take someone else's life. Then you're killing the body, which is a beautiful life form. And that spirit also gets damaged. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you said that, because actually when you were counting, certain parts of my body actually started to hurt, not just feeling heavy, but actual pain. So it seems like that mind energy is related to that the actual attacks on the body or something.
Yeah, for me, my body started to actually almost shake.
Yeah.
How did you experience that, Jennifer?
I could just feel a weight on my back and arms, and yes, very heavy.
Kyle says stop.
Yeah.
And the Chris said he's coughing, and I'm sure there's other comments too there that would be coming up. Okay, now we're going to put you into the other realm of being in the moment, out of time. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Now this I can do completely to 10, no problem. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now you should feel much lighter. I'm going to do a quick thing here. I'm going to take out your emotional body, and this is how you're going to really feel what it's like. This is how you're going to feel probably during the ascension time, or at least you're going to have a sense of how it would feel, okay? I'm sure it'll be much, much better than this. But here we go. Emotional body is going in front of you. Count to 5. Your body's going to be released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mental body behind you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Feeling body to your right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pain body to your left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll do a trauma body. Put that above you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll do fear below you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And mental body. We'll put that in front of you also. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So now you should feel a lot more at ease. And again, I'll count to 10 to make sure that you are in the present moment here and that you're out of time with pure love energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there we go.
Big sigh of relief. I felt like everyone took right there.
So now you understand what it's like to be a regular person without these healings, okay? They're just numbed out. They don't know left from right. And so this may help you as you attempt to try to talk to somebody about the light shift. And all of a sudden you watch their eyes get glossed over because their implants went off in them. Remember, they're controlled by ETs and the mind control, the mind itself. So when you start giving them some truth, their eyes become glossed over, which means that their spirit gets kicked out of the body, and they don't remember what you're saying, and you go, wow, you know, what's happening here? Or the person becomes argumentative because they bring up some other religious faction or something, or start reciting the Bible or whatever. And then from there, you wonder, gee, what did I do that I talked too much about the lightship to these people? Well, it's because they're controlled heavily. And now you can see how they're controlled by the mind. Remember, the mind was never created by the light. The mind is just a mimic, a representation of your heart energy, but it's the mind, so it works between your ears. And somehow the true heart energy of the mind, we'll call it the mind of your spirit, the consciousness of all things in the light are in your heart center. This is where you get all your ideas from. When you feel like you're going to do something and you're very creative and time stops, you're using your mind of your spirit, which is the universal intelligence. I hate to use that word because that's used a lot in New Age metaphysics. But this is the divine energy of the light of creation energy. And they do use that word, but they're talking about the mind energy. Remember, New Age metaphysics is all about the mind, how to create your reality. Nothing about the heart, but they always talk about the mind. So this is the pitfall. You have false teachings there, which may not be false to them because the practitioners who are teaching this want you not to understand divinity. They want you to understand duality. So they're going to put you in that and force you into it by their teachings. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'm just going to...
That's the big secret.
Yeah, that's the big secret.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm just going to go back to Jennifer and find out what you would like to get into next.
Well, I'd like to comment on... I did get a mind-looping clearing Monday by Ron, and it really helped me to stay in the moment, and it helps me during the day to stay focused. So I really think that these mind clearings or mind control clearings that you have are really important because I can tell that it has helped me stay in my heart center.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, it really helps. I'll do a sample clearing here for the mind loop clearing since you brought that up here. So here we go. Now, I'll just kind of describe it the way I perceive it. The mind looping is when you get stuck in a pattern, a thought pattern, and you can't get out of it. And so you just keep going around and around in a circle with it. Or maybe you have the tendency to say a phrase over and over again to somebody. I went to a hardware store back in New York last time, and I went to look for this piece that I wanted to buy. So I went to this one aisle, and a man was there who worked in the store. And so I asked him where the part was, and he showed it to me, and I picked it up. And he says something like, upon me picking it up and leaving, he goes, "Well, drive very safely." I said, "Okay." So I wasn't driving, but I just took that as like a nice thing that he said, you know. So then I thought, oh, I've got to get this other part also. So I go back to the same aisle. This is like a minute and a half later. And I pick up another part, and he's still there, and I ask him where this part is, you know, and he says it's over here, and I get it, and I start to walk away, and he says the exact same thing over again, same tone of voice. I mean, it was just as if, you know, I actually pushed a button on him, and his audio tape just did a continuous loop, and it played the exact same, the same voice. I couldn't believe it. I thought, is this guy a robot? You know, that's what it sounded like to me. So here we go. You may have had that experience yourself with people. You know, you ask them how they are, and they say, "Oh, I'm doing fine today," or, you know, something like that. Or, you know, how much maybe sugar do you want in your coffee, and they have the same exact phrase, because they're just strictly caught in a loop in the mind. So this is food for thought for everybody. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So kind of just think about what happened to you just now. The nice thing about these clearings, people ask me, what do I have to do, Ron? You know, because they're used to having themselves do the work. You do nothing. You just show up. And the work is done for you by the light beings. So this is a nice beauty about these clearings, is that a lot of people just don't understand it because they're so used to having to do all this work. And it works anyway. So I'm going to do this process one more time for everybody. we'll go a little bit deeper. Remember, these clearings are only about 80% effective because you have to have your whole lifetime done. So you know how you feel now. I'll do it one more time for you. 5 days to go cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. There we go. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Actually, I have a question on this mind looping. I think you mentioned recently that there was another clearing similar to it, the mind illusion clearing that you're bringing out. Can you talk about what that deals with compared to the looping?
Yeah. Here we go. The mind clearing that deals with parallel lifetimes, present and future. So I'll just describe that again. Remember, your mind is very creative. And so what happens is your mind can, and this is not using ETs invading you, telling you what to do. Your mind now can actually create a scenario maybe from the past and put you into it, and you can be living that lifetime and experiencing that inside of your head. Okay? So this works both present and past. Another way of saying this is that your mind can actually bring forth patterns that are very synchronistic to you and create something. And then you're actually living that life. And this is what people do who do daydreaming, okay? And they may daydream, you know, from the past or maybe daydream going into the future. And so that's one way of looking at it is people who do that. And it's just how the mind actually does this for you, and that's also a way that you escape reality. Much like people who take drugs can escape reality that way by kicking their spirit out of their body. You can also escape reality in meditation by having your spirit out of your body. In fact, most meditations that you probably go to, if you've ever been to anyone, when they do a guided meditation, they always initially tell you before they end the meditation or it's ended, they always say, be here now. Well, why are they saying that? Because they gave you permission to have your spirit check out, and now you're unprotecting your body. Remember, if you're not home, who is? What can come into you, okay? Very dangerous. Most people who do talk about this, well, they don't talk about it in a meditative class because they're not going to tell you that you can actually have your soul stolen by meditating, because that's not what they're taught or even what they probably even know and understand. So you don't want to go out of your body ever. This is what I can tell you, is always stay in your body, because that's what's protecting you. That gives you your intuitive information. So anyway, this is it. You know, the mind can create many things, and this is like what I said, people who live in a false reality, and then you can actually create that and live in that yourself, and that can bring forth dreams, and you can lose time that way also, because you're now living something else somewhere else in a life, and you can also become physically damaged in those thoughts also. If you're in like a car accident living your reality, you can have bruises on your body because you are going through it. Your mind is creating that scenario. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'm just looking at our clock, so we have a little bit of time before we go to the light shift. So Jennifer, do you have any requests or healing samples that you'd like to get into before then?
Yes, could we have a judgment clearing?
Okay, here we go. 5 days ago, this is a judgment clearing. Cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Again, here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do it one more time. 5 days cleared. Well, a lot of stuff on the fourth day. 4 day cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. There we go. So, Jennifer, how did that feel?
It feels like there's just a lift off of you, release. You can definitely feel a shift. So that's a good thing. It's working.
Yep.
Okay, well, I was wondering what other clearings that we could have that would help us to hear our spirit.
Good question. Let's do the mind to heart drop again, and let's see if that affects you a little differently now, because we got these other clearings, okay?
Okay.
So you know how you felt up to now. We'll do this again here, dropping your mind down to your heart. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just let you sit there for a little bit. And again, I'll put some music on and just see how your communication is going. And if not, you should feel very, very heart-centered. Sylvia?
All right. I think we have time for one more question or request, Jennifer, before we head to the light ship.
Okay. Could we have Princess Diana's energy?
Okay, sure. So for the people who are new to the program, Princess Diana was also here, her spirit, from the light ship. And so she also came to this planet to help humanity. And her role was to bring forth basically compassion and to be working with us through the different humanitarian ways that she did to bring consciousness to people so they could open their hearts up, you know, to have love and to feel the love for other ones too. So loving yourself and loving others, this is what her mission was. My mission here is to do healings. So we'll bring her energy in right now. And this is her spirit energy. So if you think about the tabloids, don't even go there. We're going to bring in her true divine essence energy. Here it comes. Here she comes. And you can watch the light beam on your screen. We're going to have her come in through the light beam. So I'll count to 10 as she comes in. She's very happy to be here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, feels very nice, very, very heartwarming. I'll have her come in stronger, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just put some music on so you can allow her energy to help do some healing work with you. Remember, you must request your healings. Okay. So, Jennifer, since this is our special night, going to the light shift, is there any special room or rooms you'd like to go in tonight? Hello, Jennifer.
Sorry, had the mute off.
That happened.
Mute on. I like the butterfly room, and I like the all the waterfall rooms.
Okay, so we'll go into both of those here. So, if you're new to the program, just sit back and relax. You're going to go to the light ship now. You're going to be transported out of time. This is like Beam Me Up Scotty, but you're still here. So I'll just describe that briefly. Your vibration, you're always being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. But our senses here will not ever tell us that we're not here, okay? So we think that we're always here, but naturally we're, you know, here and not here. So when you're not here, you're going to be on the light ship. And you may be able to bring back that consciousness. I do have people who can physically see because you're on the light ship in physical form, just the way you're dressed right now, and you're walking around, and you're connecting with the light beings for healing. So this is for physical healing. It's not for spiritual growth. It's not for emotional trauma release. This is for physical healing. So I want you just to request one physical healing for tonight, for this short session. We do this longer on Mondays and Fridays, and it's $20 to do. So here we go. I'm going to go to the light ship. If you have any animals or pets, a lot of people like to bring their dogs and cats with. They actually sit next to them by their computers, listening to my voice, too. And here we go. They're invited. We're going up to the light ship right now, and I'll count to 10 as we go through the white light tunnel to the light ship. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're there. Our animals and pets now are being escorted away to their own special healing rooms where the light beings are to work with them. And they do communicate with them through mental telepathy also. So you don't have to worry about your animals or pets not being able to communicate because they do that wonderfully. Right now they're doing a body scan on us, seeing what type of being we are. Remember, there's all different life forms created in the light. We're just one of those. And we're now going into the room, which is the orientation room. This is where you're at free choice to select your doctor teams. Each team normally has three doctors. And the healings are between you and the doctor teams that you actually select right now. And here we go. You're selecting your teams. You might be able to actually see them. There's different types. There's dolphins. There's whales. There's like birds and bees. There's beings like us, tall and short, all different things you can ever imagine. Dolphins, whales, deer. And we're going to go into the first room right now, which have the hot tubs. This is very standard. This is for detoxification. And we're in this room right now. If you want to have your body get warmed up, just request it inside of your head. Just think of it. You may actually be heart-centered right now, so you're going to feel your thoughts in your heart. When you go to the light ship, the mind energy, which is the dark side, doesn't go there. So you may actually just feel yourself being more heart-centered. So just think what you want to convey, and it will happen. We're going into another room, and we had a request from Jennifer to go to the butterfly room. So we're going into this room. These are very large butterflies. They're very beautiful, and they will do their own personal healing on us. So just sit back and relax. I'll put some music on here so you can kind of experience this on your own. Remember, you're on the light ship physically right now, out of time, but you're still here in your physical body on this planet. So this is how it works. Another room. This is a request on the BBS Fast Chat. And we'll go into the room where the bees are. They're large bees. I love hopping on their backs and flying around. And you can look out of their eyes if you wish, and you're going to see all different types of colors that you've never seen before because you're living with that consciousness. So if you wish to do that, just ask the bee. You can do that, and they always say yes. So this is a treat for you right now. To one of the large pools of water, and this is where the swans are. So again, just sit back and relax. The water that you're swimming in is silver, sparkles like diamonds. Does not touch your skin, and you're with three swans now, and they're doing physical healing on you. Another room. This is where they have one of the waterfalls. There's many waterfalls, and a lot of people like to experience the gold water from the waterfalls. They're like very, very fine raindrops coming down around us and through us. So here's the golden waterfall. Where they can release physical body pain from us. Many, many modalities, many teams there. So you're selecting your teams again. Remember, request one healing. To another room, and this room is really going to work with our spine, and in another room adjacent, they're working with our muscles. So if you have any concerns there, request healing. Somebody out there that I pick up that has some kind of brain condition or something. So they're going to now do some brain work with us here. So if you're listening, which you probably are, just request what's your problem is. You don't need to use medical terms. Just say you have a problem so-and-so. Maybe it could be anything. It could be cancer of the brain or whatever, but just request healing right now. Working on somebody's ankles. Maybe you have a foot that maybe got dislocated possibly, or maybe it's just not functioning right for whatever reason, and they'll start working with that right now. And again, just request your healing. You're in many rooms at one time. Remember, this is creation energy working with you. These are light beings. They help you with what they can do here. Our necks right now, working inside of our mouth, checking out our gums and our teeth, checking out our sinuses, and we'll go into one last room here. This is where you were created. Your spirit will come into you. This is what I call love comes walking in. So I'll count to 10, and here comes your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, remember we're out of time on the light ship, so our short time here could be much, much longer than what we experienced, so we're now going to come back from the light ship. And I'm going to count down so you can actually feel the white light tunnel. So here we come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're back here now. You may have felt the energy shift. I feel it all the time whenever I go up and down. All of a sudden I'm back kind of in time here. And you feel the densities around the room. You can feel the energies in your room happening kind of like they are pushing their energies on you a little bit. We're on a light ship, you know, you're completely free of energy. So I'll just mention what's going to be happening here. This coming Saturday, a week from today, on the 17th, we have our once-a-month, four-hour ascension call. The price is only $60. You're on the light ship for 4 hours. We do water charging, so connect with me. Give me an email, a phone call, whatever, if you wish to come on it. You can also go on the online healings there and select and pay for it there if you wish. And it's a conference call. Get a speakerphone, and it starts 1 o'clock Saturday PST or 4 o'clock Eastern. I'm going to be in Los Angeles. If you are in that area, you'll be at the Conscious Life Expo, LAX Hilton. That's February 13th. My booth number is 308, and I'll have the light infusion chamber there. I also have, two lectures, one free workshop. That'll be wonderful. That's on Sunday, the free workshop, and I'll also be on the 2012 panel Sunday evening. And then the following month, we'll be back in New York, March 27th, at the new Life Expo there in Manhattan, New Yorker Hotel. My booth number there is 219. And again, I'll be having lectures there too, and I'll also be on a panel, I'm sure, which is probably the Strange Universe panel, I think, normally Sunday morning. So the time is kind of running short here. Thank you, Jennifer, for being our sponsor. And if you'd like to sponsor a show yourself, just connect with me. We love having sponsors on, and it helps to keep this show on the air. So it helps to defray some of my costs that I have. So I love having sponsors, and I love having other people coming on. Plus, you're part of the team. Do you feel the difference right now, Jennifer, from being on this show as a team member versus just listening to it on your computer?
Yes, very much so. You definitely feel very calm and even more so. It's very nice. And I thank you and the Light Beings for everything that you are doing for humanity and the universe.
Thank you. So I'll turn it back over to Sylvia here.
Okay, well, thank you, Jennifer, and thanks all of you for being with us tonight. It's always wonderful to go to the light ship with the whole group. And we'll be back on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Until then, stay heart-centered, and much love and blessings to all. Good night.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Wonderful weekend.